Welcome once again to our program, Everyday English. In a previous lesson, we met a number of sentences which contained to have, followed by the past participle form of a verb. For example,
I would like to have seen you.
When we use such sentences, we imply that a wish or hope or expectation was not realized. It should be clear from earlier examples that not every verb or every verb combination can be used with the phrase to have to express an unfulfilled wish, promise, or expectation. The purpose of today's lesson is to have a further look at some of the verbs and combinations which express absence of fulfillment in the past, and they include
should like and would like.
Yes. For example,
I should like to have done it.
Ought is another.
For example,
I ought to have spoken to him.
I ought to have spoken to him. I should like to have done it. The implication is that I was not able to do it. And the verb be is interesting in this respect. I am to see him means I have to see him. The verb be can be given the meaning obligation or duty. When it has this meaning, it may be used with the sequence to have to refer to an unfulfilled duty or obligation in the past. The past unfulfilled obligation of I am to see him today is
I was to have seen him yesterday.
I was to have seen him yesterday. The implication here is that I did not see him. Now, any more examples?
Yes. Ought to is one of these verbs, as already explained.
Could we have a sentence illustrating its use?
They ought to have seen us, but they didn't.
Yes. They ought to have seen us. Now, listeners, I should draw special attention to the word must. It is important not to confuse its use in this respect with the others we have considered so far. Now, listen to this.
He must be wealthy.
He must be wealthy. That is, I think he is wealthy. There's a reason to believe that he is wealthy. This is one of the meanings of the word must, the expression of likelihood. Here are a few sentences illustrating this meaning, likelihood or probability.
She must be crazy.
He must be back by now.
The work must be difficult.
He must be crazy, that is, he's probably crazy. He must be back by now. That is, it is likely he is back by now. The work is difficult. It is likely that the work is difficult. Like the others we've considered so far, the word must can be used with have to refer to events in the past time. But then, the meaning is different. Now listen to this.
He must have been wealthy.
He must have been wealthy. This sentence contains have and refers to past time. But unlike our earlier sentences, it does take two. But unlike our earlier sentences, it does not imply that an event was not fulfilled.
He must have been wealthy.
And this merely states what a person believes about a past event. There's reason to believe that he was wealthy. it is probable that he was wealthy. This is also true of a sentence like,
she must have been crazy.
She must have been crazy. Which means there's reason to believe that she was crazy. She was, in all likelihood, crazy. Now, let's continue our last dialogue.
You remember, though, that you were to have left me a note at some point.
Yes, I would have liked to come and explain, but...
But what prevented you?
You see, I was busy.
You must have had a lot to do.
Yes.
Well...
Well, I think it was a big party.
And everyone must have had a good time, from all indications.
Now, let's look at some of the sentences again.
You were to have left me a note at some point.
You were to have left me a note at some point. Observe the use of the verb be, taking the form were, followed by have, to refer to an event which did not occur. You were to have left me a note, but you didn't. An example of unfulfilled expectation. But now listen to this one.
You must have had a lot to do.
You must have had a lot to do. Observe the use of must here with have. The sentence refers to past time. But the point to note here is that we are not implying that an event did not occur. The sentence merely states a belief about a past event. I believe that you had a lot to do. You must have had a lot to do. Here's another example.
Everyone must have had a good time.
Everyone must have had a good time. Adjo here expresses a belief about a past event. She has reason to believe that everyone at the party had a good time. But there's no implication that her belief or expectation was not fulfilled.
Everyone must have had a good time.
Everyone must have had a good time. This, like the other sentences containing must and have, expresses the speaker's belief about an event in the past. Add your sentence.
Everyone must have had a good time.
Means, as far as I can judge, it is likely that everyone had a good time. There is no implication, however, that what I believe did not happen. There is thus a difference in implication between
everyone must have had a good time
on the one hand and
everyone ought to have had a good time.
Or
everyone was to have had a good time
on the other. Fulfilled expectation and unfulfilled expectation. That's all. Goodbye, listeners. Everyday English Lesson 37. Hello, listeners. Welcome once again to Everyday English. Today, I would like us to have a look at some simple expressions beginning with have. As in?
Have a drink.
Have a look.
Have a rest.
Have a ride.
Have a walk.
Have a talk.
Have a smoke. Have a swim.
Have a wash. Have a bath.
These are two-word verbs which refer to single experiences. Observe that they all begin with have. Here, have means to experience or have an experience of something. Take have a drink, for example. It means to drink water or any alcoholic or non-alcoholic beverage. For example,
we were thirsty and we decided to have a drink at the hotel.
We were thirsty and we decided to have a drink at the hotel.
We were to have had a drink with him, but he had to leave us unexpectedly.
Have a drink here means to drink water or any beverage, whether alcoholic or non-alcoholic. Now, listen how have a look is used in a sentence.
I would like you to have a second look at the report.
I would like you to have a second look at the report. Have a look means examine, look at. Instead of have a look, we may say take a look. For example,
I would like you to take a second look.
Here's a short dialogue in which occur examples of have phrases.
What plans have you made for Mr. and Mrs. Mensah?
Just have a look at what I've got on paper.
Aha!
You see, they arrive at 9 tomorrow morning. I suggest they have a rest all morning. They'll be tired after an all-night flight. In fact, too tired to do anything.
Yes.
Meanwhile, I could have a bath and cook lunch.
We are all going to have lunch together, aren't we?
Oh, yes. Indeed. As you can see from my notes, we will have all meals together.
And what happens after lunch?
We'll have a ride.
Have you got a car?
I'll have a word with Ben to see if he couldn't help us.
Can they come and have a drink with me later in the day?
Most certainly.
After that, maybe we could go and have a swim. You may need to have a second look at your schedule. On second thoughts, it sounds crowded to me.
Does it really? Why?
You know, it is now my custom to have a walk with Chucky every morning.
Who is Chucky?
My dog, Chucky.
Oh, Chucky. And taking a walk with Chucky is important enough to disrupt our planned program?
Well, not exactly, but I haven't had a ride for a long time with Chucky, and this would be an appropriate time to...
Appropriate time, you said? We planned this program together, you know.
All right, Adjo. Don't get nettled over this. This is a negligible matter.
That's better. We have to distinguish between things which are essential and...
Unessential things, you mean? Like me having a walk with Chucky?
More precisely, like you having a walk with your dog when we should be meeting an official guest and having a talk with him.
I think you have made your point.
You're leaving me here?
Pardon me, Adjo. I just want to have a smoke outside. I'll be back in a minute.
Thank you. Now, that's the end of the dialogue. Let's have a close look at some of the sentences. They all have phrases, and they mean have an experience of something, indulge in something. Here's the first one.
Just have a look at what I have on paper.
Just have a look at what I have on paper. This is an idiomatic expression for look at what I have on paper. Have a look. Instead of have a look, we may say,
take a look. Take a look at what I have on paper.
Take a look. Have a look. Here's another idiomatic expression with have.
I suggest they have a rest.
I suggest they have a rest. Have a rest. Another idiomatic expression.
Meanwhile, I could have a bath.
I could have a bath. Note the expression, have a bath. He hasn't had a bath yet. He hasn't had a bath for a week now. Have a bath.
Can they come and have a drink with me?
Have a drink. Can they come and have a drink? Have a drink means, in general, drink water, a mineral, a beer, whiskey, and so on. We say, I have had only one drink.
We have had several drinks already. That's more than enough.
You realize that drink is a count noun, meaning a glass of beer, a tot of whiskey, or a bottle of Pepsi. Indeed, in all the examples we have met, we say,
let's have a drink.
Let's have a drink.
We have had several drinks already.
So do we say,
maybe we could have a swim.
Have a swim.
We have had only one swim.
They have had several already.
Have a swim. Several swims. That's all. Goodbye.